Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Lisette, and I will be your bartender at Titico Bar in Ceiba. Come on and see me. But until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here is a one-sexy man, Ray, the dive master.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
You only took three drinks and two tequila shots.
Yeah, that's what it took.
That's me and the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. By the way, I think Lisette might have been blind. If I remember correctly, it could be. It was either that or a lot of rum. Look, we have Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Bubble Boy connected via the web. Of course, Jared from Next Dive as well. And I got a text message before the show today, and I don't see him up at the moment, but Brittany and Captain Walt are at the Gomez Hilton, and I got a text from Brittany before the show today that said that they went to the nautical flea market in Fort Lauderdale and came across some old archived footage, like photos of Scuba Radio. And she sent me this old photo of me talking to Captain Walt and Neil Watson and some other folks. I don't know what the details are exactly, but we're going to try to get to the bottom of that. But then the other element we need to discuss is the trivia questions for the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics that are going to be coming up in February. So this is going to be a special competition where the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad will be competing against each other. And we gotta work out the rules, because there is going to be some rules that we need to discuss for the crew. But I see Brittany is back. So let me see if I got this correct, Brittany. You were at a nautical flea market, and you came across some old Scuba Radio photos, or...
Yeah, well, I had to walk away because a bachelor party just showed up.
Uh-oh. Well, that's what happens at the Gomez Hilton.
So it got a little loud in there.
Anyway, we
went to a nautical flea market today, and we had a lot of fun. I got some scuba weights, and I got a really cool charcuterie board.
Oh.
And Walt got some life jackets.
Okay. So it's just basically a flea market where they sell a bunch of like boating stuff or nautical themed gear, water, like skis and stuff like that. And that happens once a year down there in Fort Lauderdale, or even more often? Okay.
No, once a year.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we saw Chiefy there, actually.
Oh, yeah. Our lobster catcher guy. He loves going to things like that. Sure. Always looking for a bargain. Yeah. But how did you come across these Scuba Radio photos? What was that all about?
Oh, Walt and I were bored.
Yeah.
And we were going through his phone, and we were looking at a bunch of pictures. So there was a bunch of, pictures that were kind of,
Oh, you got the ones that are posted up on at the post office kind of pictures, or
some that were a little risque, but then there were other ones of you interviewing from like 2012, 2011.
Well, where were these photos? On your phone or
on Walt's phone?
Walt's phone. Oh,
yeah, I had never seen them before. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you guys were walking around, and then he just pulled up a bunch of old photos. Hey, check this out, kind of thing.
He was showing me something else, and then we got bored, and then I was like, let me see your phone, and I was just scrolling through all these photos, which were funny and stuff, but then I found some of you, some of Koji, a lot of the mermaids.
Ah, so, gotcha.
It was fun.
Yeah. So you're reminiscing. Oh, the good old days.
Sure. We sent them in the group chat, actually, so if you want to see
them. I just saw one. Was there more than one?
There's one of you on a plane, like a float plane.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you were doing your boring thumbs up.
What do you mean boring? That's kind of my signature move. Hello.
Lame.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I would imagine, you know, all these photos that Walt has on his phone. I mean, yeah, a lot of these could probably be used for blackmail, couldn't they?
I mean, or, if you make the cut, that's pretty good. That's saying something about yourself.
Man. Well, I guess. Yeah. The one photo I saw is me interviewing Walt and Neil, which looks very similar to what we did just a couple weeks ago on the Virgin Voyage cruise ship with those two.
That's right.
So the more things change, the more they stay the same. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, now you didn't see any photos of me in any kind of compromising positions because that's just never happened. I'll never tell. Yeah. Well, there's that. What about Jerry the Diver?
There were some mermaid tails.
There were. Well, yeah. Was Walt wearing them?
No, there were some guys that were wearing them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like who? Jerry?
I'm not that person. I'm not that one.
What? You're not going to squeal?
No.
You know, snitches get stitches.
I'm a dead end, baby.
Oh, look at you. All right. Well, I mean, I've never put on a mermaid tail. I can't speak for Casey.
That's only what you think you remember.
No. It's never happened. There's been many conversations, probably most likely at the Gomez Hilton over the years, where, you know, the challenge has been made. And I'm like, nope, it ain't going to happen. And, but I can't speak for Jerry, Casey, or Vinny.
I've not been in no mermaid tail.
Yeah.
Vinny has been in a mermaid top.
That's true.
I'd like to get into a mermaid tail.
That was Tahiti. Was that Tahiti? Where were we?
No, you were Galapagos. Yeah.
Nope.
Where was it?
Saba, St. Kitts.
It was Saba, St. Kitts, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, would ask Walt to come over here, but he's making drinks
I go to so many places I can't remember.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, well, and especially when you're putting on women's clothing. So
yeah.
But that's just how you roll.
Oh, 50%.
Oh golly. But Casey would put on a mermaid tail, he said. Pretty clearly.
That's not exactly what I said.
You said you wanted to get in a mermaid tail. We can make that happen.
There you go.
They're super stretchy, you know.
Casey would probably look like this.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I
mean.
A little bit of yak on my chin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A little bit of Gregulator on your chin.
Yeah,
that's it. A little bit of Gregulator on my chin, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you want it. You want one, don't you, Casey? You want a Gregulator. Brittany gets number one. You want number two?
If I could get a Gregulator, it would officially be the first thing in 28 years you've ever given me.
Well, right? I'll give you one, but you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, but.
Well, see, there you go.
What?
That's that trick question.
No, there's no trick to it at all. How am I supposed to retire if I don't, like, you know, make millions from your ignorance?
Well, let's face it, Greg, you're going to be doing this for about another 29 years.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's true. All right. But you would put on a mermaid tail if it was available to you, is what you're saying, Casey?
I suppose if circumstances were appropriate, I could be persuaded.
There's never any circumstances that would be appropriate for such a thing, just for the record. But now we know he would. Jerry would be up next, I'm sure, followed by Vinny. Or they would do it in tandem, possibly. So there you go. More disturbing info we shared, which we should have.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.